Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
There you go. I feel like we're about to watch some pro wrestling highlights with the other one.
You're not wrong. All right, we're back to the old one. Todd, we've got a good question today. Let's jump right into it. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who we are, Google us. But don't connect with us on Facebook because Facebook's down. And we can't do the Instagram because Instagram's... No, I'm just kidding. I'm Ryan Ripley. That's Todd Miller. We're professional scrum trainers with scrum.org. We do your daily scrum each and every day to help you get better with your scrum practices. Today, Todd, who... Oh, I even messed up the question. Look at that. Look at this. This is professional production, folks. Who on scrum team? There we go. I think I might have had it right. Who knows? Who on the scrum team owns and schedules the sprint retrospective?
Yeah. So, you know, we talked about this with the sprint review, right? And we talked about how the sprint review is product focused.
Right.
And that's the product owner. The sprint retrospective is process focused, right? So we're going into the sprint retrospective and we need to leave with 1 to 2 improvement items for things that we're going to do in the next sprint. That could be our definition of done is more strict. That could be the way that we're collaborating could change. That could be that we're going to move from deploying every PBI to staging to now moving to deploying every PBI to production, right? So this is really about improving the process by which we work. And so there's a person that really is focused on that.
Well, I'm thinking about some language from the new Scrum Guide, Todd. I think there's a line in here.
Hit us with it.
And I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. I got it. So I'm just going to throw it up there and see if you think this adds to the discussion at all. Mm-hmm. I think you'll find some value in this, or maybe you'll say no just to mess with me. But I think this actually settles it.
Hmm. Yeah. Scrum Master is accountable for the Scrum team's effectiveness. Yeah.
And so I would say the sprint retrospective is an event designed to enhance, increase, improve, whichever word you want to use, the Scrum team's effectiveness. Mm-hmm. From a standpoint of process, people, practices, tools, done. Definition of done. We also refine the definition of done. And I think all of those things point me to the Scrum Master. This would be the one event where I would say, maybe the Scrum Master needs to schedule this, prepare for it, show up with intention, and really own the outcome as far as, you know, making sure there are good improvements, mm-hmm. and that developers understand how these improvements are measurable, how they're impactful. Yeah, I would put Scrum Master right at the top of this one, Todd.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, I will say though that does not necessarily mean the Scrum Master has to facilitate it.
Correct.
Because one of the most powerful things that I've done in the past as a Scrum Master is have other team members facilitate this event, because I also want to be a contributor.
Yep.
Right. And I have a hard time facilitating and contributing. I actually don't think that's possible to facilitate and contribute at the same time.
I think technically you're not supposed to. Yeah. I think a facilitator is supposed to remain kind of neutral. And so, yeah, I like the idea of handing off facilitation accountabilities to someone else, mm-hmm. and allowing, you know, as a Scrum Master to show up as a full-fledged team member and provide your input as well. But I point to Scrum Master on this one very heavily.
I think that it's a great case. I can't like talk myself out of any other reason why not to have them there. So, or not to have the answer be Scrum Master. So,
you know, what do all of you think? You know, mm-hmm. our community has grown very rapidly, very recently. Got a lot of great new people out there leaving their comments and thoughts. Hit us up in the comments. Let us know. Do you think we've addressed this well? Do you think there's some things we've left out? Do you have questions about this that we can help answer in future videos? So be sure to use the comment section, like and subscribe, and do all those fun YouTube things. I was going to say check us out on Facebook and Instagram, but you can't. So it's LinkedIn and Twitter for right now. That's where we're most active. We're too old for Instagram and Facebook. Our parents are on Facebook. Twitter and LinkedIn, though, that's where we're mostly at. Be sure again, like and subscribe so you know when we drop new videos. We have a ton of series and content out there that we think you'll love. Fixing your Kanban, fixing your Agile coaching, fixing your Agile metrics. We're working on an EBM series. We might even have a liberating structures thing coming up. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, we spoke with a friend about it.
Who knows what we're up to? Check out the videos below. They just popped up. YouTube thinks you'll like them. We do too. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. We're so pleased that you're here. We get so many awesome messages all over the socials, LinkedIn, Twitter, email. You know, it's Ryan@agileforhumans.com. It's Todd@agileforhumans.com. We love hearing from you. And it's just so awesome how kind you've all been. You're sharing the show. You're telling us all of your successes because of something that showed up in a show. Let's keep that up, right? Keep listening to the shows. Keep trying things. Let us know in the comments how it's working. And you know what? We'll read some of those stories. Maybe we'll deep dive them on a future show. Who knows? Maybe one of those will show up tomorrow. But until then, I'm Ryan Ripley. That's Todd Miller. And go forward, do some great Scrum things, and we'll see you tomorrow.